your official number one network for Christian hip hop and R&B. Holy Culture Radio.
DJ Demo.
What's the deal, fam? It's your boy DJ Demo, and today I just want to introduce you to one of the youth programs that we put on at our church. The program is headed by Omar Jawar. He's the first assistant at my church. I go to Faith Memorial Church, headed by Pastor Larry Jefferson, and the name of the program is called the Tuesday Night Hype, and Tuesday Night Hype is a weekly Bible study that we put on for the local high schools and junior high schools in the neighboring communities in Dallas. So here's just a small excerpt of what we do, and I hope you enjoy.
What you want? The real you. That's the only thing that can really go to real places. In other words, in clubs, in crowds, even in churches, you can be the fake person. But there are some levels in your life that you can't take fakeness to. There's some stuff you're going to deal with that you're going to have to take the real you to that fight. You can't take the fake you to that one. The fake you can't carry you when you really, you're going to college next week. When you are in transition, when you are really in transition and you moving, God usually puts people in your life to challenge you to go on and step up, go on and be real. And it's very difficult to be real when everybody around you faking. When everybody's around you not real, it's easy to be part of that fake crowd. But you have to fight for the real you. For the real you, and the real you, if you happy, sad, but just trying to be real. Just trying to be real. That's one thing, and I love my children. That's one reason, one thing I really like about Omni. Omni is pretty real. You know, Omni comes in and says, guys, I'm going to bed now. It's very late and I'm tired. Good night. I say, guys, oh, you got the nice. You know, now Omni ain't going to fake with you at all. I'm sick today. My stomach is feeling bad. So I think I need medicine. And she is just saying like that. And you looking at her and you think she's bad. And she double over because she is really in touch with herself. But when you get older, you learn how to fake for crowds. Can I get a witness? When you get older, you learn how to fake. Some of us faking right now. Some of y'all faking like you sleep. You hear me? You can just keep faking. Right? I'm going to penetrate that fake. But look, I'm going to show you something, man. In the Bible, there are stories. And I was telling some of the young people I was dealing with, I was telling my son, I'm very proud of my son. My son is going to graduate. He is in a band. He's doing well. My daughter, they're doing well. But, you know, the truth is, man, and this is hard for me, and I rarely say this. You probably have never heard me say it, but it's hard for me that my children, my two older children, are not living. That really bothers me on a deep level. You might not know that. That bothers me. So I call them every day, and I try to frame their world so it's like I'm not absent, but I'm absent. So sometimes my son is dealing with the absence of a father. Can I get a witness? And he's dealing with the same struggle, trying to figure out, you know, who he is. So he come in with the curl kiss. Hey, Doc, that's too much. Trying to get some waves. And I said, come on, man. Trying to be like, you know, be like me. I ain't got no waves, Doc. Just regular hair. Say, man. But my son, but I was telling him, I said, man, if that's who you really are, be you. But watch this. Because he told me he wanted to move away, and I told him that if you move away, I'll never help you again. But anyway, that was my out loud voice, like Stephanie said. Look, and the Lord said to Abram, get thee out of your country and away from your kinfolk, and away from your father's house. He didn't say kinfolk, he said kindred. I added that point. But he said kindred, but y'all can understand kinfolk. Unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make you great. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. And I'm going to bless them that bless you. I'm going to curse them that curse you. Listen, When you want to do something big, you usually have to leave small people. Some of y'all want to do big stuff and you keep hanging with the small folks. The Bible told Abraham, man, I'm going to make you great. But the first thing you got to do is leave the folk that keep reminding you of what you were. Leave your family. Some of you are struggling right now because you're trying to be something different and your family keep reminding you, boy, that boy can steal. What? Some of your homegirls keep telling you, she can boost. We go to 7-Eleven, oh, hell, I ain't got to have no money. Precious can get that. Can I get a witness? Some of y'all trying to be real right now, but people keep reminding you of what you were, and you are fighting with your family, with your surroundings. You are hearing something different, but you fighting with the folks who can't see what you see. You fighting with familiar voices, and you can't hear the real voice, the new voice. He said, I'm gonna make you great. I want you to hear me because I'm not playing with you. He said, I'm gonna make you great. This is a big deal. I'm gonna make you great. Now listen, Abraham was 90 years old when he heard that. Can you imagine 90 years old, your 90-year-old granddaddy telling him, I'm going to move. Move where? Doc, you might need to be settling in, bro. That's about it for you. He 90 said, I'm going to move because I need to go get some more land. Come on. And then he said, I'm going to have a baby. At 90. If I say that now, y'all will be laughing. Me and the need for now, you're right. You better be the Lord. Somebody say amen. After 9, y'all done. Amen, honey. But anyway, she ain't got to say it. I will. This man said, I'm going to move and I'm going to do something great. And the first thing that he required him to do, and I want you to hear me, man. Don't shut me out. He said, get away from your family. I want to challenge you tonight, man. I want to challenge you. I'm serious. There are people who are familiar with your patterns, but they are not familiar with your purpose. Oh, I wish y'all could have got that. Y'all supposed to be saying, ooh, all that. Y'all ain't catch. I'm through, man. Cut the tape, bro. That's it. Okay. I'm going to keep going. You wasn't feeling that? You from Amacia. Anyway, people are familiar with your patterns, but not your purpose. They know where you show up. They know how you go. They know what you do. But they don't know what's deep inside of you. They can't see beyond your little environment. And so the only way you're going to get to where you're going, you're going to have to leave them alone. That's why I was going to talk about Jesus tonight. He did something that was powerful. Sometimes, man, you got to leave people alone that know you, that know your trigger points, that know what riled you up, that know what calmed you down. He said, get away from your father's house. And then he didn't just say get away from your immediate family, and then get away from your kindred. That's your kinfolk. That's the people at the family reunion doing the electric slide talking about you. She fat. I can't stand her. I'm sick of them. Man. Yeah, them. Old boyfriends, old girlfriends, just kinfolk, just, you know, that's for real. That dude, that's the dude you need to leave alone tonight. You need to call him and say, hey man, what's up? Ain't nothing, man. I'm gonna tell you, I can't never holler at you no more, bro. I hit you, man. Just look for me on TV. There's some people you got, I'll never forget, man. Kanye West said, I was sitting in a hospital room with my mouth wired shut, and I did a rap album. And all my friends, man, that I thought was down with me never visited me once. That's why on the cover of my album is a teddy bear. So that's what it was, me and my teddy bear in the hospital room. And I had to do my rap album in my hospital with my mouth wired. I mean, I wonder how many dudes you know that you talking about you'll ride or die for. How many of them really got your back when times get hard? That's why God be separating you, man, because he know where you going, fake people can't go. You keep trying to drag fake folk along, and you need to look at somebody and say, leave them alone. Y'all ain't saying it. Say, leave them alone. Because I'm almost done, because I want to just give you this last thing. And then he said this. He said, leave your father's house. I'm going to explain something to you. Where you live. And this is real, man. I'm trying to get a song together. I've been asking Corey and all the hood brothers and everybody to get a song together called One Hood. You got the One Hood track? Jeez, bro, you got to be proud, bro. You never know what I lie to do. See what I'm saying? No. I got this track called One Hood. Because so many people are so connected to their neighborhoods as if it's sudden something so different between your hood and my hood. I want everybody to do something for me right now. Everybody do something for me right now. I want you to look at the air you're breathing. You can't see it. You can't even buy it. You can't see the air. You draw your name in the air you're breathing. Everybody's so connected to their hood, and you need to leave that old raggedy hood. Say amen. I know you mad. I want you to be. You're trying to protect something that's consuming you. If you're going to be there, you at least ought to be trying to straighten it out.
Boy, I ain't got no help like that.
Some people are so connected, and listen what the word said to him. He said, leave your father's house. Leave your hood. Some of y'all need to just go visit Highland Park. Say amen. You need to just go sit down at a good restaurant where people ain't mad and acting crazy. Just sit down and have folk hug you. Look at you and smile and say, hey, you look nice today. What? That's how they treat you when you ain't at Burger King. Say amen. I go to restaurants and I want them to serve me good. I do. He said, leave your father's house and watch this. This is the last thing. He said, and I'm going to take you to a land that I will show you. Hear this, man, and I'm very serious right here. Where are you going, man? You don't even know yet. You need to stay connected to the voice of God so you can learn how to let him order your steps. You don't even know where you're going to go. I never would have believed that me and Anton would have been in Russia. I never would have believed that. I sure didn't think Anton was going to Russia. I probably would have went, not him. I never would have believed that I've been around the world. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going. But you got to strengthen your real you, so when the opportunity comes, you can catch it and not shut it off. When the people come line up in your life that's designed to help you, you won't get mad because they're white. I don't be trusting no white folks. If I said that, I would have never trusted Corey. Say amen. Y'all give my man a hand. My brother. My brother. My white brother. Some folks, you can't get overcome. I don't deal with people from West Dallas, Doc. I'm from the East. That's for real. Bruh. You don't even know. Your blessing, your wife could be on the West. Your riches could be on the West. But you got to be strong enough to hear. And so when God say, hey, man, you need to do something, it'll come alive in you and you'll start going. Because he told him to leave where you at and I'm going to show you where you're going to be. So just go on my word. Man, that's powerful. Just go on my word. Just go on my word. You don't know what you're going to be. You don't know what you're going to be. So don't get so locked into where you are that you start faking like you enjoying not having what you really want. Can I get a witness? The real you, man. I want to challenge you on that. Because some of you have some great talents. You have some great ideas. And you are scared of how big your ideas are. I told some fifth graders today. I said, some of you are afraid to dream big because the other people around you can't dream that big, so you shut your dreams down. You shut your mind down because you ain't seen nobody in your family do what you trying to do. I don't care if they ain't never did it. If God has put it in you, you can do it. But it has to be the real you. Everybody say the real me. Come on, say it again. Say the real me. Say the real me. I want you to get into this. We're gonna explore one more subject on this. And I'm gonna stop tonight. We're gonna explore one more subject on this. Because as we close out our school year and go into our summer, I want y'all to be equipped to be strong, being truthfully who you are. And being strong at that. Some of y'all, man, are just who you are. That's why I don't mind some of you who are quiet. You ain't loud. You ain't like me. I'm loud. But I'm comfortable being loud. I'm comfortable being me. Are you comfortable being you? And I'm comfortable with you being you. I just don't like people who fake it. Because I can't trust who I don't understand.
Can I get a witness?
You ought to have the same thought. Quit trusting these people who you know fake. Going to clubs with these people and you know they fake. And you putting your body, your mind, your spirit on the line for these people. And you know if it's a real fight, they're going to run out and leave you in there. Going to be in the car talking about, come on, man. And standing on the wall like they real. We ready. We ready. You ain't ready for nothing. I can't tell you when I was in the jail, I'm going to stop. But when I was working in the prison, I can't tell you how many dudes came in there like that. And then when we split them up and said, say, brother, you're going to get 40 years. That wasn't me, dog. I swear to God. That was Bobo, man. I put that on everything. But when you saw them at the beginning, they was hard. I ain't tell nobody nothing. Nothing. Until you put it on to say, brother, he done already told that was you, man.
What?
Really? Yeah, man.
Say, man, I'm going to tell you what happened.
I'm just going to put it out there, man.
Yeah.
But when you see them and they look hard, let's go, D-Mo. I'm ready. Everybody going to get it. I'm going to jump him tonight. Now you not. I want you to be real, man. I want you to be real. If what you're dealing with is making you angry, be angry. Then figure out how to get out of that. If what you're dealing with is making you sad, quit masking it in a smile. Say, I'm sad and I need to really be happy. I don't need to keep trying to mask my sadness. If what you're dealing with is making you afraid, figure out how you can get some real courage. You can't grow until you get to the real person. You can't grow till you get to the real person. You cannot grow until you get to your real you, man. And sometimes God will take you into some scary places. I've been there, man. Take you into some lonely places, but you ain't never alone. You ain't really never alone. When you really have a connection to God, He'll lead you, man, to people who will keep building you up. Who will keep building you up. He'll do it, man. I'm a witness. I'm a witness, but you got to start getting real. Everybody say being real. I want to pray for you now. I want to pray right now. We've had enough. I want to pray for you. And I want you to get your mind, man, on the real person that what you really dealing with. Shut out all the play stuff. All the play stuff that ain't real nowhere. You spend so much time fighting stuff that ain't true. Stuff that you ain't really, that ain't going to mean nothing, man. I'm telling you, a few days ago when I was in my hospital bed, I was thinking about my children, I was thinking about my wife, my mother, my family. I was thinking about some of y'all. I was thinking about real stuff. I wasn't thinking about no bills and stuff that was, I wasn't playing with, I was serious. I was dealing with who I was. I was saying, God, am I wasting my time? I don't want to waste my time, then die early, and then haven't accomplished what I know I can do. Man, you got something. Don't waste it on the fake stuff. Bow your heads. We want to pray. We want to pray. If you want God to do something in your life, I want you to do something tonight. I just want you, while you sitting there, if you want God to do something in your life, personally, don't worry. That's the first thing about being you. We used to tell young men that real men can stand alone. I don't need no crowd to validate me. It's me. I'm serious. Real women, real men can stand alone. If you want God to do something for you, you lift your hands. Put your hands up. Don't worry about nobody. It's just you. You want God to do something for you. I want you to keep your eyes closed. I'm going to pray for you right now. God, right now, we have our hands up. Some of us got our hearts in our hands. Our minds are wrapped around our issues. We are serious trying to give you our vulnerable self, our open self. We're trying to open up the door of our hearts and our minds and our spirits. We are trying to get away from the fakeness that covers our stuff every day. Lord, whoever it is in here, on a serious level, who tears cover their pillows, they can't cover up the shivering and the shaking on the inside. whatever young man it is in here that's saying my anger is overtaking me. I'm trying to be calm, but I'm mad about what I'm dealing with. God, that serious stuff that can't be done through religious antics, but a real relationship, God, come in right where they are and bless them indeed. Give them freedom from those issues. Show them the truth and let them see that they tomorrow will be better if they trust you. Help them to be strong enough to give up what's capturing them and to run toward what they really should be pursuing. And God, if there's one who don't know you, save them tonight. Introduce yourself to them in a real way. Let them know that you are their answer. And if there's someone whose body is sick, whose mind is sick, whose feelings are hurt, from the smallest to the greatest, God, even me, I need you tonight to help me, because I'm weak and an arrogant. I need your strength. And Lord, if there's others who can say that in truth, you do what only you can do. You deliver us. Set us free. Break down the fallow ground so we can get to the real us. In Christ's name we pray. If you believe it, say amen. Come on, clap your hand, everybody. We done. Come on, clap your hand.
Once again, fam, this is your boy DJ Demo, and you just listened to the Tuesday Night Hype Bible study that we have in Dallas, Texas. If you're interested in coming by, it's at 1914 Ewan Avenue in Dallas, Texas. If you would like to call and get further directions or, you know, more information on what Tuesday Night Hype is, you can call Vision Regeneration at 469-916-9907. That's 469-916-9907. And just tell them that, you know, DJ Demo told you, or Demo told you to call, and just you wanted to get more information about the Tuesday Night Hype. If you're interested in doing it in your city or your church, you know, we'll be glad to give you just some information on how we run it and what we do. So you know, I hope you enjoyed it, and yeah, that's gonna end this episode of the Power Hour Mix Show. I hope you enjoyed the show. All right, peace.
Bang. Holy hip hop. R&P.
That's it? No, that's not gonna do it.
What's the deal, fam? This is your boy, DJ Demo of the Power Hour Mix Show. I hope everyone is doing grand and had a chance to listen to the world-famous mixdown that can be found on holyculture.net, holycultureradio.blogspot.com, myspace.com, /musicmandmo, illspot.net, positiveexchange.com, thehamsandwichshow.com, and catch the podcast on iTunes under Holy Culture Radio. If you like what you've been hearing or just want to leave a comment, go to www.snapvine.com/Power Hour Mix Show. That's www.snapvine.com/Power Hour Mix Show. And remember to plug in, power up, and praise with your boy DJ Demo on the Power Hour Mix Show, baby, already.
Yo, what's going on? It's your man Lecrae.
This Flame right here.
Yo, it's your boy Show Baraka.
This is Trip Lee. The Don't Waste Your Life Tour is coming to your area soon.
Reach Records proudly present the Don't Waste Your Life Tour. Featuring Lecrae. Tadashi. Show Baraka. Trip Lee. And special guest Flame. For additional information, visit reachrecords.com/DWYL. That's reachrecords.com/DWYL.
Attention artists and groups.
Don't miss the Beyond Potential Summer Showcase 2009, July 11th at the Foundry in Nashville, Tennessee. This is your time to show execs from the distribution, booking, and radio world what you got. You have to bring it.
You got 10 minutes.
You got 10 minutes. Guests include Larry Blackwell, VP of EMI Gospel, Roger Holmes of Sierra Management, reps from EMI CMG and New Day Distribution, DJ Lace and the Higher Ground Record Pool, and more. Space is limited. Less than 20 slots remain. Don't delay. Register now at ArtisticSoulEntertainment.com.
ArtisticSoulEntertainment.com.
Calling all gospel DJs, artists, Christian nightclub hosts, and record labels. Not since 1977 has DJs birthed a movement that has changed the course of music history. Well, lightning is about to strike twice, and the city that gave birth to DJ Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, and original gospel DJs is about to give birth again. Coming this September to New York City is the first ever Gospel DJ Conference, guaranteed to educate, empower, and mobilize God's mobile soldiers from around the world. All roads lead to the Crown Plaza Hotel, LaGuardia Airport, on September 21st and 22nd. The Higher Ground Record Pool, in conjunction with the One Accord DJ Alliance, will be hosting two full days of workshops, DJ exhibits, artist showcasing, award show, and surreal Holy Ghost partying. The time has never been better for gospel DJs to unite and drop the needle on a gospel music industry that has seen changing of the gods. It's the first official Gospel DJ Conference. HolyCulture.net now brings you the collective forces of IllSpot and Holy Culture, providing you with the latest news, articles, interviews, blogs, music leaks, and videos. HolyCulture.net. Keep the dopest music on the net on the airless radio shows. Holy Culture Radio. What? Did you dig the track? Go cop it at HolyCultureDownloads.com, where you're sure to find your favorite artists. Holy Culture. I am Holy Culture. I am Holy Culture. More than music, it's a lifestyle.
The only network. Hooking you up with the hottest Christian hip-hop and R&B. Holy Culture Radio.